to get it into Thornhill.
Get the shot up.
To get it to Engjoff.
This is the play you've been drilling in all those times in practice.
Thornhill over to Engjoff. Damos Den just throws it off for the championship. Yeah! 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 His teammates mob the court. Yeah!
That nobody believed in, bro. That's a fact. We are the team that Coach Rose was ranked last. They didn't respect us. There's 27 teams in this country, and we were ranked last. Tell everybody on every play, go with your pet. Because today we come in hard. We shouldn't be thankful to be here. We shouldn't be thankful that we're here. We shouldn't be on bended knee.
Hey, yo, they're sleeping on us. Quiet down, they're still sleeping on us. Hey, how we doing, baby?
Gators!
Finish on top of this. One play at a time.
Hey, finish up on three. One, two, three, finish up!
Touchdown, Gators!
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people sharing for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living. But I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. Wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
Coming to you live ish from the beautiful green rolling hills of the Eastern Townships. You've tuned into 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host, Matt McCray, and welcome to the show. Our new BU inspired theme song, a little bit different today, coming in with a former Beatle, Mr. John Lennon, with Imagine. There's a lot of craziness going on in the world today. Protests all around, not even the United States, but hitting as close to home as Montreal for all of us. A hard time for all of us. So there's the words of the late, great John Lennon. Welcome to the show. This is a sports talk in the Eastern Townships, so we're going to do just that. We're going to talk sports, but sometimes it's hard to stick to sports when real life intersects with what's going on. Just what a year 2020's been with the craziness of the pandemic and the lockdown. Riots all over the states. We will talk the riots, the looting, the destruction going on, the tear gas being flown, some celebrities in sports. Michael Jordan has comments of what's going on with George Floyd. We heard from LeBron James, numerous other celebrities. We will talk about that in First and 10 today. We have a UFC card we're going to address. We've got an in-studio guest to talk about Canadian Felicia Spencer taking on one of the most legendary women fighters in the history of the UFC, Amanda Nunes. We have got a new segment here. We have got Chris Smith in studio in the second 30 minutes of the show. We're going to look at tennis. Bianca Andreescu makes a return back to the court. Golf, when is the next tournament? Up in mid-June, when are we going to start seeing fanless PGA Tour? We take a look at the MLB. They stall. They're looking at 114-game schedule. No more pay cuts. A June 30th start date. Brad Keselowski wins again. He steals a win at Bristol. We've got some UFC results from Las Vegas in the Woodley Burns card. We look at the NHL's plan to test players daily. It's going to cost over $4 million, but that's the plan. The Montreal Canadiens would take on the Penguins from Pittsburgh to the NBA. Thursday, a huge vote. Michael Jordan tweets, craziness in the NBA, but they're trying to get things back to resuming and getting their playoff schedule up and ready to go. And we take a look at ESPN 30 for 30 on Lance Armstrong. Great two-part documentary. Is he more of a villain? Do you have more empathy for him? How do you feel? How do I feel, more importantly, after that? We got other topics such as J.R. Smith taking on a rider for breaking his truck. We had the Dropkick Murphys and the boss Bruce Springsteen giving a concert down at Fenway. We got a titanium take of the townships. We got Take Me Home. We got First and 10 coming up. We got Dingo's flashback track. And more importantly, we have sports to talk today. So I'm your host, Matt McRae. Don't go anywhere for the next hour. We're talking everything that is going on in the world of sports.
I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends?
And we are back. That is Why Can't We Be Friends by War. A little bit more music to kick off today's show, but you know what? I think we need a little bit of John Lennon and a little bit of Why Can't We Be Friends will go a long way. So I hope you're all having a wonderful Tuesday night. Let's jump right into our first segment, which is First and Ten. Number one. In the unfortunate and devastating killing of George Floyd by now-fired policeman Derek Chauvin has sparked intense national outrage in the United States. Numerous protests have erupted across the country and the continent, with civil unrest specifically growing in Minneapolis. Everybody's seen the social media firestorm of the raiding of that Target. Tear gas flying everywhere. Well, of course, all kinds of celebrities have been jumping in on social media platforms to share their emotional responses. So first and foremost, you've seen LeBron James has been weighing in. People like Cardi B, Jamie Foxx, including a picture of the unfortunate incident, and Colin Kaepernick, This Is Why We Kneel, Demi Lovato jumping in, Lady Gaga, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Diddy, Ariana Grande, Ice-T, The Biebs, Justin Bieber, Katie Holmes, Reese Witherspoon, Mandy Moore, outpour of support, Billie Eilish jumping in, Dwayne The Rock Johnson as well, Justice for George Floyd, Normalize Equality, Black Lives Matter. You've been seeing it all over Instagram, all over Facebook, all over Twitter, social media platforms. So this is all I'm really going to talk today about that unfortunate incident and the riots. Again, it's affected as close to home as Montreal. I was seeing social media tweets from Sunday night, a quiet protest evolved into raiding and looting and tear gas flying everywhere. Who did what? I'm not getting into those roles, but I'm telling you, it's as close to home as Montreal. Sunday night, the tear gas was flying. So what was a nice, gentle, quiet, peaceful protest erupted into something else, and that's what's been happening all around North America. So my hearts and prayers go out to all the families. I'm giving my utmost support out there to the family of George Floyd and the victims. It's just a super, super sad story, and look for a lot more volatility and a lot more to be made of it in the news. Now let's get to sports. In UFC 250, we've got Amanda Nunes going against Canadian Felicia Spencer, and they lead the card. It is a featherweight title fight between UFC double champion Amanda Nunes and the challenger Felicia Spencer. This is taking place on Saturday, June 6th. Prelims start on ESPN at 6 p.m. So you've got Nunes, Spencer. You've got Asakano against Garbrandt. Sterling against Sandhagen. Magny against Martin. Wineland against O'Malley. Hooper against Cesaris. Heinchkin against Mearshart. You got Stanman against Keller. Bird against Bitolo. Forminga Perez. And Minifield versus Clark. So again, that is June 6th. UFC 250. It is a Saturday. It is coming up, but you want to know more about the Canadian. Born November 20th, 1990, Canadian mixed martial artist, formerly of an Invicta FC featherweight champion. Spencer was born in Montreal, Quebec. Joining her older brothers, Spencer started training in Taekwondo at the age of 4. And then at 12, started training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, added kickboxing to her training 5 years later, and then transitioned to train in MMA, where she joined the jungle in 2009. She moved down to Orlando back then to attend the University of Central Florida. But it is nice to see a nice Canadian woman making the news. And if she can take down the legend of Amanda Nunes, I mean, there's nobody that she hasn't beaten. She's taken down the lights of Rousey, of Baszler, of the Cyborg. So look for that to continue. Number three, to tennis now. So the U.S. Open has a plan in the works, including group flights and COVID tests. A charter ferry to ferry U.S. Open tennis players and limited entourages from Europe, South America, to the Middle East, all the way to New York. Negative COVID-19 tests before traveling, centralized housing, and daily temperature checks. All that is in the works to try to get the U.S. Open up and going. When are we going to have tennis? Well, we've got Andreescu returning in June for South Carolina event. The Canadian appears to be over her injury woes and ready to get back on the tennis court. Andreescu is slated to make her first tournament appearance since last October as one of the 16 players launching the inaugural Credit One Bank Invitational in June. To golf now. When's the next golf tournament? Well, bad news for Canadian fans here. Restrictions on border crossings, 14-day quarantine mandates were too much for the cross-country tour of up-and-coming pros to overcome. This is courtesy of TSN.ca as Mackenzie Tour PGA Tour Canada pulls the plug on their 2020 season. So what golf do we have coming up? Well, we have a PGA Tour. After a month of the stoppage due to the global coronavirus pandemic, the PGA Tour has its restart date. The tour announced last Thursday the amended 19-20 season, as well as the fall portion of the 2021, and the prospects are certainly exciting. Golf is scheduled to be back in mid-June with the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. If all goes well and as scheduled, the Colonial Country Club will host a tournament June 11th to 14th. Almost 3 months to the day that the PGA Tour stopped playing after round one of the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass in March. That is good news. We are closer and closer to getting back to golf and getting back to a little bit of normalcy. Speaking of normalcy, one of the leagues that seems to be stalling the most is Major League Baseball. Back and forth, we've heard the players be very vocal in the news. Well, finally, the Major League Baseball Players Association delivered a proposal to the MLB on Sunday to play a 114-game season that would start June 30th. Courtesy of ESPN's Jeff Passan reported on Sunday, the MLBPA delivered a proposal to the MLB on Sunday afternoon. A source familiar with it tells ESPN. So how would that work? Well, the Major League Baseball Players Association, in this proposal, it's 114 games. They start on June 30th. This proposal came weeks after strained back-and-forth communications between the union and team owners over potential salary cuts and protections for players as the two sides look to negotiate a late start to the 2020 season. Many have pointed it is time to get to work. Crunch time needs to pick up, and they need to get in contact and get on the same page. So let's be hoping that we get to see Major League Baseball soon. Number six to the track now. Brad Keselowski comes back to steal a win at Bristol. Brad Keselowski has a new crew and is fighting for a new contract at Team Penske. His confidence is still intact, and he's convinced he can compete for a championship this year. Being in the right place at the right time is helping. Keselowski inherited a second win in a week when the leaders crashed in front of him with a lap remaining Sunday at the Bristol Motor Speedway. He won the Coca-Cola 600 7 nights ago at Charlotte Motor Speedway when a caution flag came out with two laps remaining and helped him get into victory lane. It felt like I was in Las Vegas, Keselowski said after the Bristol win. I went from having a bad hand to a full house real quick. Should I say that with a thicker silver accent, seeing as it's nice color? Moving on, number seven, back to the UFC. John Jones says he's giving up the belt. The UFC light heavyweight champion John Bones Jones, embroiled in a pay dispute with the UFC, told 2.3 million Twitter followers Sunday that he is giving up the title. Dana White doesn't hold back on his negotiations with Bones Jones and reveals that the fiery negotiations are in an attempt to make a fight with Francis Ngannou. In other UFC news, Burns defeats former champion Woodley in UFC Vegas main event. This was on Saturday night. Gilbert Burns dominated for former UFC welterweight champion Tyron Woodley to win in a unanimous decision in the mixed martial arts promotion to Las Vegas. They've got UFC 250 to get to, and then they're back on schedule. They are the only professional sports franchise that has been able to remain on schedule due to the COVID pandemic, other than the NFL. But I mean, the NFL hasn't been having anything take place. But good for the UFC, good for Dana White. Great to see no big outbreaks or nothing has really emerged. And a great card from last Saturday. To number eight, we go to the NHL. We talked about it on last week's show. We will just take a brief look again as the NHL has announced its return to play plan on last Tuesday with 24 teams in competition for the Stanley Cup. Gary Bettman gave a very bizarre Zoom conference, I'd like to say. But what he basically, the nuts and bolts of it are there's going to be a tournament that will begin with a 16-team, 8-series qualifying round and a seeding round robin among the top four teams in each conference to determine the seeds for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So Montreal will play Pittsburgh. If they can win that series, they've got the Philadelphia Flyers waiting for them in the weeds. And to the hard court now, the NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and the league office informed the league's Board of Governors on Friday that July 31st is the target date for the return in the 2019-20 NBA season, and it should be deemed safe to play. This is what they're saying, so we'll see. So basically what the NBA has been discussing is either 16 teams going directly to the playoffs, 20 teams with group/stage play, 22 games to determine the seeding, play-in, tournament for the final seeds. So the scenario includes 16 teams going directly to the playoffs, 20 teams resuming with group stage play, 22 teams to determine seeding for the final seeds, and 72-game regular season with this play-in tournament. If the NBA chooses the 22-team option, that means Washington, Portland, Sacramento, Phoenix, San Antonio, and New Orleans would be in the mix, in addition to the 16 teams who are currently qualified for the playoffs. We will see what happens, but the NBA is the NBA and will forever be the NBA. How it's going to turn out, we don't know. But Silver has been quiet at first and now more vocal, courtesy Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter. He said that Silver and the NBA will keep talking on details of a return to play proposal. Silver has spent a lot of time listening to the factions of the teams making their cases, but in the near future, he'll have to ask the owners to get behind a plan for what they believe makes the best sense. Multiple sources indicate that Disney World in Orlando could be the possible centralized location for the restart in 2019-20. It has the best facilities, closest to stadium, and would make for the best quarantine. So just to reiterate, the league paused its season on March 11th, minutes after Utah Jazz Rudy Gobert was revealed to have tested positive for COVID-19. To number 10. Any of you that caught on May 31st, this last Sunday, ESPN 30 for 30 had a hard-hitting documentary, the Lance Armstrong documentary titled Lance. It was a complete guide of Lance's life. From his early days, his early life as a cyclist, from beating testicular cancer, his celebrated cancer fight, to the doping scandal, to the 7 Tour de France. Floyd Landis is in there. We hear how he feels. I mean, hate him or love him. It's nice to hear it from his own mouth that he was cheating. He was really not a great guy. You could see how he was willing to throw anyone and everyone under the bus in order to keep his charade alive and the lies going until it all finally came crashing down. Does he feel sorry? No, not really. He didn't see too many apologies. He talks about Floyd Landis, had some very, very strong words for Landis, and how he feels about LeMond and Basso. I mean, just everybody's opinion. It's the same as the Michael Jordan documentary. I mean, we've heard Steve Kerr, we've heard Pippen, Horace Grant, all these people and former players coming out being very vocal that it wasn't realistic and their own personal opinions on it. Hey, it is what it is. It's a documentary, right? So there's always going to be some kind of storyline that they're going to want to focus on. As long as the facts are there, hey, it is what it is. And that's it. We are done our first and 10 segment. We've got our titanium take of the townships coming right up, followed by a very special in-studio guest, one Mr. Chris Smith, for our third and fourth segment, where we talk a little bit more about UFC, maybe talk some WWE, and you know what, even if we got time, we'll throw in some talking softball. It is 25 minutes past the hour. You are listening to Sports Talk in the Eastern Townships. I am your host, Matt McCray, and this is The Show.
wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugged in my ear.